Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is going on a date. Now let's listen to the conversation. Julia, are you free tonight?
What's up?
I want to invite you to go to the movies.
Are you asking me for a date?
Yes.
I don't like to go to the movies on a date. It's noisy there.
Where do you want to meet?
Let's go to the coffee shop then. It's quiet there.
What time should we meet?
How about 7?
All right. Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. Julia,Are you free tonight?
Julia, 今晚你有空吗？询问对方是否有空，除了用 Are you free? 还可以用 Are you available?
Are you available?
Available 的拼写是 A-V-A-I-L-A-B-L-E. Available.
Are you available tonight?
What's up? 什么事？What's up? 除了表示什么事，还可以用于打招呼，相当于你好吗？在节目的开头 ，Emily 就用 What's up 对大家进行了一个问候。那如何对 What's up 进行回复呢？我们可以说 Nothing much,
not much,
nothing new, the usual 等等，表示没什么，没什么新鲜事，老样子。
I want to invite you to go to the movies.
我想邀请你去看电影。
Invite, 邀请。
邀请某人做某事。
Invite somebody to do something. Go to the movies,
去看电影。
Are you asking me for a date?
你是要和我约会吗?
Ask somebody for a date,
表示邀请某人约会。
Ask somebody for a date.
Yes, 是的。
I don't like to go to the movies on a date.
我约会不想去看电影。
It's noisy there.
那儿太吵了。
Noisy,
形容词吵闹的。
Where do you want to meet?
那你想在什么地方见面?
Let's go to the coffee shop then.It's quiet there.
让我们去咖啡店吧，那儿安静。
这里的 then 表示那么，
或者是那样的话。那样的话，我们去咖啡店吧。
It's quiet there. Quiet,
形容词安静的，和上面的 noisy 是一对相反的意思。
What time should we meet?
我们什么时候见面？
What time?
是对时间的提问。
How about 7?
七点怎么样?
Alright,
好的。
Julia, are you free tonight?
What's up?
I want to invite you to go to the movies.
Are you asking me for a date?
Yes. I don't like to go to the movies on a date. It's noisy there.
Where do you want to meet?
Let's go to the coffee shop then. It's quiet there.
What time should we meet?
How about 7?
All right.